The soya bean is one of the most popular food products in the global market. After all, 80% of the protein consumed worldwide is produced from this leguminous vegetable of the pea family. There are huge profits being made in the production of soya beans, and the reason for that is the huge amount of pesticides, herbicides, and genetic manipulation used in the process. The world's population is now close to 7 billion, and nowadays Argentina by itself is able to supply food for about 10 billion. But according to a report recently released by the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization, more than 1.5 billion people suffer from hunger worldwide.
There is no lack of food in the world. It is a big lie. Actually, about 1.5 billion people have nutrition problems and some suffer from hunger. It is mentioned in the same report that about 1.5 billion people suffer from obesity and being overweight, people who eat too much. But we don't know the actual source of this information. People don't eat too much because of greed. It's the market and food industry that leads them to eat more. It's the market which forces them to consume more junk food, which has no actual nutrient. The death rate is higher among the obese, and they get sick more often. The diseases they get weaken them, so their health is at risk and they must be treated. This situation is created by a system that has changed food into an industrial product that must be sold. So we have about 1.5 billion overweight or obese people who eat a lot, and the same amount who suffer from malnutrition. Food has become an industrial product for us humans.
The amount of food that goes to waste each year is equal to more than half of the grain produced worldwide. Meanwhile, soybean production has skyrocketed.
We are not forced to produce more genetically manipulated soybean or corn. We think the world needs them, so we spray villages with poison to feed the hungry. But no, that's not the case. In this huge industry, a main part of the food is produced by polluting the environment.
Soybean production has risen significantly in the last 15 years because of the use of manipulated soya seeds since 1996. In Argentina and other Latin American nations, soybean cultivation has overtaken other agricultural and livestock products, such as dairy cattle, wheat, corn, and fruit. Traditional agricultural methods have, for the most part, been replaced by methods that use genetically manipulated seeds, and soybean is the most popular of them all.
First of all, we have two categories of plants which are cultivated, those with natural genetic code and the other group that are manipulated genetically. In other words, some of the genes inside the genome of the seed have changed. Herrera soybean is classified in this group. It means that it should have been cultivated naturally while has unfortunately been manipulated genetically.
Genetically manipulated soybean has been approved by the FDA without sufficient testing. They issued the same approval as those for food colors or preservatives. In other words, sufficient and specialized research has not been conducted, and they have not studied the actual effects on the genes of these products, let alone doing long-time research. The approvals were issued for the new seeds and genetically manipulated products without any sufficient studies, because of the commercial benefits. No significant introduction or biography has been written for them, and extensive research about these products has been stopped.
The negative side effects of herbicides can be seen on nature, organisms, and creatures. Nowadays, chemical products are used to strengthen agricultural products and eradicate unwanted plants. Genetically manipulated plants are those that can't compete for air, sunray, rain, or water in the soil. So the farmers spray herbicides on the farms, which eradicate the more resilient plants. The herbicides have negative effects on the environment and the plant's variety.
Pesticides have a general name, that is, biocide or life annihilator. We should consider the fact that all the pesticides are produced to eradicate life, not to create a new one. They are created for killing.
The other substances which are widely used are pesticides. These are the poisons used to kill the pests, but affect the animals too. They've killed lots of animals. They also eradicate different categories of plants in different areas. They stop the number of fish increasing, and you can't find any frogs or toads in the area. They also affect the birds. So all these chemicals have huge negative effects on the environment. People who live in the areas where pesticides are used are also subject to the negative side effects of these poisons. So humans are also affected by the negative effects of pesticides.
Pesticides have a name in Argentina, that is Monsanto.
Monsanto is a multinational company which benefits from the whole system. Monsanto and another group are the companies in charge of examining seeds. They are also the concessionaire and the producers of poisonous products such as glyphosate. They are in charge of international food price determination. These companies are those who market their seeds internationally. The main beneficiaries of soybean business are the multinational companies, and Monsanto is one of the producers of the chemicals. This company was active in the field of chemical weapons and then expanded its activities. They are the producers and dealers of chemical weapons, and even worse, all the materials used in the farms are derived from the war weapons. Pesticides and organophosphate have been produced for bombing the enemies in wars to paralyze the infantry. Now all the products and their derivatives are used for peaceful purposes. They paralyze and kill the pests. Monsanto and Dow Chemical produced herbicides, which are chemical products that kill plants. Basically, organophosphate is not a poisonous chemical. Monsanto advertisements mentioned that it's a totally reliable product.
Instead of protecting us, the government paved the way for companies like Monsanto, and we are in a very difficult situation now.
Since 1996, as the genetically manipulated seeds, especially soy seeds, entered the agriculture industry, the use of pesticides began to increase. We began to use 50 million liters of pesticides per year, which is increasing year by year. First 50 million liters, then 60, and it even increased to more than 100 million liters. We surprisingly used about 360 million liters of pesticides in 2012. It's like a race among the people to sell more and use more.
The international laws are not necessarily implemented by the companies. These companies supply a pack of seeds for which you must pay a price if you want to use them. You should also pay for the pesticides of the same seed. It's actually a powerful business, which includes research and study at the same time. So these rules of international cooperation entered the countries that had opened the doors to them since the 90s. They assimilate the national and international laws in which it is mentioned that there is no problem in selling a specific kind of plant in Argentina if it is sold with a special kind of pesticide. It is said that the world needs more and more soybean production. Those who want to increase soybean production are actually the producers. They are the dealers of the soybean.
Quienes necesitan sobreproducción de soja son los productores sojeros.
Soybean cultivation changes the ecosystem of the farm in which it is grown and leads to monoculture farming. There is an increasing reluctance to cultivate other agricultural products. Vast fields of soybeans sprawl large expanses like huge green deserts, regularly sprayed with deadly poisons. The only thing that can resist these poisons is the genetically manipulated soybean itself. Genetically manipulated soybean cultivation has made agriculture one of the most polluting activities in the Argentine society and has had fatal effects on all living things, including people who live in areas close to soybean fields.
Apart from the economic input, this agricultural product is not and has not been a fundamental product in Argentina, and it has reduced the variety of species. It has also caused deforestation, which is the major damage it has caused. Soybean cultivation is also the reason of epidemic disease outbreaks, which spread among hundreds of thousands of people in touch with the pesticides and herbicides. I think in the near future, more people will talk about the disadvantages of soybean in comparison to its advantages. Epidemiología silenciosa en donde cientos de miles de personas.
According to WHO and UNEP reports, 3 million people suffer from pesticide poisoning each year, and about 18,000 people lose their lives to cancer and other diseases caused by these deadly chemicals, which also cause abnormalities, thyroiditis, infertility problems, and miscarriages. Ituzaingó, Cordova, Argentina. This is one of the neighborhoods that has been added to the city. The plants that are cultivated all around it have had a devastating effect on its inhabitants. It's like an island in a sea of soybeans. More than 6,000 people live here, and more than 2,000 of them have fallen sick because of the pesticide pollution in the air, water, and soil.
This neighborhood is very special because it is divided from the city and surrounded by farms on three sides. About 5,000 people live here, and it's been here since 40 years ago.
Soybeans had been cultivated even up to the road, and we were not aware of what was going on. We found out about the chemicals in the soil, and as a sample, I got the soil in front of my home and in the backyard analyzed. Chromium, lead, and arsenic were found in it.
According to the local law, a health warning has been officially issued for Ituzaingó and Exo neighborhood, and it has been registered as a national and even international polluted area. This neighborhood was known as a place for cluster sampling. What is cluster sampling? It's done in a place filled with various kinds of polluters, which is also called cocktail. Polluters cause various kinds of disease. We can't say that a specific kind of polluter causes a specific kind of disease. Epidemiology helps us find out about the different kinds of disease we have here. It is like we are taking a picture from the health situation of a specific time. First, we look for the disease and then try to explain it. Then we try to find a relation between the disease and its causes and find out about the main reason. We find the disease that may be caused by the pesticides and other kinds of polluters. These are the diseases caused by the chemical materials, and so they can be traced. They are categorized in five or six groups. What groups? Abnormalities, cancer, due to different reasons and in different organs, immune system disease, lupus erythematosus, and thyroiditis. These are the diseases which we have had research done. The other groups are still to be analyzed. They include infertility, unexpected abortion, and breathing problems. There's still another group to be studied, and we will find the most important group, although we have studied on the three we mentioned first.
In the year 2000, people living in this area noticed disease here that weren't ordinary. They began to protest and form some organizations like Ituzaingó Mothers Club.
It's about 23 years that we are living in this polluted neighborhood. I began to do some research because I saw people getting sick. A lot of children were wearing masks and mothers were wearing scarves. The scarves were to cover their bald heads. I began by going door to door and writing down the diseases people had. And I found out that many babies were born with abnormalities. Babies without chins or scalps. Some had six fingers, others only had a thumb. Some had kidney problems, but the most important thing that attracted our attention was leukemia.
Y lo que nos llamó la atención fueron las leucemias. Habían 16 casos de leucemia.
There were 16 cases of leukemia, and I found 40 cases of cancer in my first research. So we decided to form the Mothers Club and discovered 200 more cases. After that, we researched more and found another 300 cases of cancer, not considering abnormalities, thyroiditis, and other diseases.
Sin contar las malformaciones, el hipotiroidismo y otro tipo de enfermedades.
Patients are mostly found in this area because they are closer to the soybean fields. We specified the leukemia triangle. These are the leukemia cases, the dead ones, purpura.
Los casos de leucemias que hay, los cáncer, cáncer fallecido y las púrpura.
Vivo en el barrio hace más o menos 10 años.
I'm Carolina. I've been living here for 10 years. My son Benjamin got purpura 4 years ago. This disease is caused by the pesticides. I don't live in the center of pollution where the severe cases are recognized. I live 15 blocks away. There have been two cases of cancer in the building where I live. One of them died and the other is in a critical condition. There's a woman with a tumor in her head. There's a girl with leukemia one block away. Her disease is not curable. She is a disabled person. 4 years ago, when my son got sick, I was told there were lots of similar cases and there is no clear explanation. It's probably caused by a virus, a kind of virus that weakened his immune system, and that's why he got sick. That's the only answer you get from them. They should be responsible, but they are not at all.
Esa es la única respuesta que te dan. No se comprometen.
Yo tengo 40 años. Mi nombre es Susana.
I'm 40 and my name is Susana. It's about 39 years that I'm living in Ituzaingó, Anexo. My first son was born prematurely when I was 6 months pregnant. He weighed only 900 grams and died a day after. It seemed normal to me to lose the first baby, and I didn't consider it a special event. Then I had multiple abortions. I really don't remember how many. There were four other women pregnant at the same time, and we all lost our babies in 1 year. That's when we asked ourselves what was going on. These events were happening in a short period of time. Officials used to say that it should be taken into consideration, and I was foolishly trying to get pregnant again and again. I didn't know. I knew nothing, and now that I'm 40, I've had 15 abortions and 2 pregnancies. I have only one daughter alive. In other words, I had one delivery, one cesarean operation, and 15 abortions. I had all those abortions because I had a cancerous cell in my body, and the doctors had to do a biopsy to understand about the damage to my uterus. It not only damaged my uterus, but hurt my soul as well. Just imagine, you're making yourself ready for pregnancy, making everything ready, and after 5 months, you have nothing left. Lourdes was born after 6.5 months and weighed only about 1 kilo. She was born 3 months sooner and with an abnormality called VSD, a hole between two ventricles of the heart. And that was because she was born early. It was in 2010 that the problem of poisonous agriculture chemicals arose. There's something called biomarker. 146 children were chosen, some from our neighborhood and some from the others. They were tested for traces of agricultural chemical poisons. All the 30 kids from our neighborhood were infected. In some 3 kinds, and in some others 4, and in the rest, all kinds of pesticides were found. Only 5 kids were infected in the other neighborhoods, and the infection was low. but it was serious in our neighborhood. 9 out of 10 people were sick. I had to talk to Lourdes' teacher to not speak about family, because she used to cry and say, why do all the others have brothers and sisters and I don't? I tried to get pregnant again, but had a sudden abortion at home. The only person who helped me was my daughter, who was only 4 years old at the time. That's when she got it and said, that's enough. She even didn't talk about family at school anymore. Just imagine your mother was going to have an ordinary delivery at home, but it turned out to have a negative effect on her. I'm not okay psychologically. I have to use a lot of medicine. I take clonazepam in the morning, Tramadol in the afternoon, because I can't take it anymore, all these surgeries and events. And I'm still fighting. I should continue my education. I should help Lourdes in her lessons. You know, she's an ordinary girl. She just can't work out. She gets exhausted when she plays. Her heart must be examined and checked regularly.
Le tenga un control.
Bueno, mi nombre es Norma Herrera.
Well, my name is Norma Herrera. I'm Brisa's mother. I've been living in this neighborhood since 1984. I'm one of the mothers who began this movement because this issue has deeply hurt me. A child is the most precious thing to a mother, and now that child is being harmed. I have Brisa. She was 3 years old at the time when she got leukemia. It's very hard. Chemicals entered her bloodstream. This is her picture. Everything began then. At first, everything was under control. She could join the programs. But her disease made the situation hard for me. It's hard to even think that another one of them may become sick. Another child of mine who is only 21 years old has chemicals in his blood. In addition, you see the neighbors. Seeing them is horrible. We have to close our eyes to so many things. When something happens for a family member, all the others suffer.
All the members of Ituzaingó Mothers Club are those who are hurt in a way. Mothers whose kids have cancer, their brothers and sisters have leukemia, and their little babies have abnormalities. These problems happen because the government doesn't interfere. The government should be held accountable for what has happened in Ituzaingó and Nexo neighborhood. The government didn't accept any responsibility. We went to the streets and asked for an investigation on the ongoing events. We all had to join to block the roads and stop their spraying vehicles. They threatened us that we would die if we stopped soybean production. After we stopped their vehicles, they told us that you can reach your goals this way. We paid the people to do what we wanted. We paid all the costs. We had to stop the spraying vehicles, block the roads, find the medicine and buy it. We had to come together, and as we joined together, many things changed. One change was the establishing of a healthcare emergency center for cancer patients. A health warning was issued for our neighborhood, and two officials were appointed to take care of Ituzaingó and Nexo. One of them was responsible to ban air spraying from a 2,500-meter range, and the other was to ban ground spraying from 2,500-meter range only for Ituzaingó and Nexo. And as time went by from 2001 to 2012, 4 reports were presented to the government. We collected one in 2002, and Minister Chuit replied that nothing had happened and all of us were healthy. It was the first report from Ituzaingó and Nexo neighborhood. In the second report in 2005, which was written by Dr. Edgar Schinder, it is mentioned that this neighborhood is not habitable and living here is not possible. Dr. Schinder was threatened, and he didn't publish anything regarding the matter since then. Then they said that since he hadn't published any papers, he hadn't done any research either. As Dr. Schindler didn't reveal any research results, they sent a consultant from PAHO who says our neighborhood is polluted. After these studies in 2009, the president enters the problem personally by issuing an order about our neighborhood. She orders an investigation committee to be formed to study about the events. This committee announced last year that 33% of Ituzaingó and Anexo neighborhood is going to die as they have tumors. You should know that the rate is about 18% in the country. These are the four reports about the Ituzaingó and Anexo neighborhood, and the upsetting thing is that we know the pesticides are responsible for all these. Because we managed to test the soil, water, and air, we found endosulfan, malathion, hexachloro, and heptachlor in the soil. We found different kinds of agricultural chemicals like endosulfan in the air. 3 to 4 kinds of chemicals were found in the blood of the children tested. 80% of the 140 samples we prepared had at least one kind of chemical in their blood, and about 6 or 7 types of chemicals have been found in the blood samples.
De los niños, de los análisis de niños, de 140 muestras que se hacen, tienen agroquímicos. Y tienen de 6 a 7 agroquímicos.